All right, I feel compelled to add something for today, though I'm not going to actually share any music, unfortunately, because it is late and I'm very tired. But I have some interesting thoughts for this October. I keep saying October, seriously. October, 2014, day six. Tracks I remember hearing on the radio when I was very young. I'm not sure what qualifies as very young. I don't recall many radio tunes from very young in my mind, like five and six and stuff, but a little past that, I have a few things that come to mind. The first one that came to mind, I was thinking about this a minute ago, was Glen Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy. That was a favorite song of my father at the time, and I kind of got hooked on it myself. Though my interest in it waned as the years passed. Let's see what else. There was the Bee Gees, some of their music of the day, Night Fever especially. Oh, what else? What else? What else? Let me think for a moment. Of course, Michael Jackson's tunes were popular back then in my youth. So there was that for sure. Oh yeah, and good old Barry Manilow. I actually coerced my mom into purchasing, or helping me purchase, I forget which, a double album of Barry Manilow from a live concert that he performed. And I listened to that quite a bit. If you can't already tell, I'm pausing this frequently to rack my brain and try and figure out other songs I can recall from my childhood. It's not coming as quickly as I'd hoped. Oh, I know one that I remember hearing on the radio a few times, and I asked my mom to turn it up, and I found it kind of a, it's a very different piece. It was The Devil Went Down to Georgia. It was the I think the Charlie Daniels Band did that one. I don't have reference in front of me, and I haven't heard it in a while. But I actually do have it on iTunes, oddly enough. I purchased it a while back, or bought the rights to play it, whatever you want to say. Anyway, I remember actually one day in particular, I was sitting in the back of the car. We were driving through town, and that came on the radio, and I asked him, I'm going to crank it up, and something about the uniqueness of that song has always stuck with me. It's a fun piece. Something else I remember getting kind of hooked on from back in those days was it's hard to really pinpoint what makes a song appeal to me, but a lot of what it was back then was catchy harmonies, especially, you know, groups that would do really nice harmonizing work. And many of the songs by the Carpenters fell into that category. I remember hearing a lot of those and liking that stuff. And it's funny, certain songs, just because of the way the chorus went, I love the song. But listening to them now, I'm wondering, okay, is that it? Is that all there is to it? Oh, I remember another one now. I think this initially, I did initially hear this on the radio at some point, probably, I don't know, mid-80s, I guess. Not sure if it counts as being very young necessarily, but it was a piece called Hooked on Classics. And if you're not familiar with that, they took classical music and set it to a pop beat, kind of almost like a disco style beat in a sense. And they strung a whole bunch of classical tunes back to back to this consistent disco style beat, and I thought it was pretty nifty. I ended up buying a full cassette of Hooked on Classics that had a lot of other mixes similar to it, and I think I might still have that tape around here someplace. I think that's gonna do it for now as far as songs that I remember hearing on the radio when I was a kid, Youthful Days, and some good stuff. Anyway, still trying to figure out how much more of Octaver I'm going to do. It's getting a little bit busy right now. I've got a bunch of other work I'm trying to get done. I have this play that I'm directing, and trying to keep that on track. We open on Halloween, and that's going to be interesting. It's a hilarious show. This cast is doing so well. They're just awesome. I'm very, very fortunate to have this as my first directing opportunity. But I've got a lot of other things I'm trying to do, and not all of them terribly successfully right now. And it's a little frustrating that things aren't going better. I keep wondering if this is a midlife crisis I'm approaching or in the middle of or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, don't want to get that too wrapped up in Octaver here, so I will stop that subject for now. We'll wrap this up. So more Octaver goodness later.